It's 8:55, 42 degrees. Time to check in on the commodity markets this morning with Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it's looking like a lot of red out there so far in the early going.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Actually, overnight, the corn had traded steady to actually a little bit better, up a penny or two there as we came into the early morning hours here, about 6, 7 o'clock. And then we just got hit by these outside markets. The outside markets are just falling apart, and that kind of pushed everything down as we went into the 8:30 break. And since the open, we just kind of stayed down here. You know, let me just go ahead and get into the markets here quickly to update everybody. March corn is down a half cent at 357.5. The March beans are at 872.75. That's down 9.75. And the March wheat is down 2. As far as the outside markets go, the NASDAQ is down about 100 points right now. The S&P is down about 42 points. The U.S. dollar is down 600 points. That's should be good for the grains. And one of the big items here today is the bonds. The 30-year bonds are up almost 2 points, and the 10-year notes are up almost 1 point. So basically saying the interest rates need to, they probably got raised too quick here. If you look at the crude oil, too, it's really got hit hard again once a day, making some new lows. It's down about 150, and the Dow's down about 300 points as well here. So these outside markets have really hurt us. We've got a holiday coming up, so we're going into a three-day weekend. We had the report on Tuesday, and I guess the way I kind of look at it, the report kind of tempered some of the bearish enthusiasm that we had, but it didn't really have enough there for any of the bulls to have something to grab a hold of. So it's just kind of been a mixed week on the, especially on the corn market, because of that. Now we do have a crush report out this morning at 11 o'clock. We did, you know, we have pushed the beans up here pretty decent levels here the last couple of days. So this 10-cent lower market is just taking back some of the profit-taking there probably. There are some problems starting to maybe show up, a little bit of dryness starting to show up in Argentina, but I don't think enough there. And just on a side note here, something that I thought was kind of interesting, China's bought their first vessel of oil from the United States. They booked that here overnight, it looked like. So I guess closes will be important, especially on the crude oil, I think. If we continue to see these outside markets down as hard as they are, I think it's going to be tough to get the grains up here as we go into the close this afternoon. Thanks, Brian.
Yep, thank you, Bill. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too.
That's Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign, Illinois, looking at the commodity markets. And as Bill mentioned, the outside market's really putting a lot of pressure on the Dow. At last check, down 377 points. The S&P is off 43, and the NASDAQ down 126 points here on this Friday morning. In your weather forecast locally, cloudy skies, rain likely mainly before noon today, the high 43 degrees, and looks like that rain is approaching Champaign-Urbana right now at this hour. South winds at 15 to 20, shifting to the west this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy skies, cooler, the low 22 degrees, west winds 15 to 20. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, the high at 29 degrees, with a west wind at 10 to 15. Mostly cloudy, colder tomorrow night, the low 12. Partly sunny for Sunday, slight chance of snow before noon, the high just 15 degrees. And going to be cold Sunday night, mostly clear skies, a low of 3 below zero, with a west wind gusting up to 25 miles per hour. 42 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org.